Hey, how you going? Brett here from Shooting From The Circle, a podcast all about netball, only netball, just shooting the breeze about netball. So yesterday, first round of Murray League, first round of, I think, some Pecola League, and today some GBL. Yesterday was at the Rumbler and Yamurka game. With the seniors, A grade. I think Rumbelara won all grades except B res, I think. But yeah, in the A grade, so new look Rumbelara side. So you had Jesse Barnes Hill and Sophie Atkinson in the shooting circle. Mid court, you had Emily and Sarah, new from Melbourne. Defensive, you had Kai Bamblett and Lani Atkinson, and in a defensive circle, ever reliable Tiana Steele and Jess Bamblett. I think the first quarter was what really, really stood it out for Rumbelara. They shot away really, really strong in defense and really, really strong in the shooting circle. They really, yeah, sort of put it on Yamurka right from the start. The scoring breakdown, Rumbelara shot 19 to Yamurka 7 first quarter. Yamurka just didn't have, honestly, they just didn't have the answers in a defensive circle. The two young defenders there, they worked hard, but yeah, you've got a three-time Wellman medalist and Sophie Atkinson, who was, GBL experience. Both of them GBL experience. Both of them tall. So that first quarter sort of really, really set it up for Rumbelara. Second quarter, Yamurka shot 11 goals to Rumbelara's 13 or 12. Or 14 goals, actually. So it was very, very even. Very warm, so you can start to see, and with the addition now of the rolling subs or rolling, where you can just come in, instead of calling time, I think it's great. Especially like yesterday was warm, the girls weren't used to it, so they were just using that rolling sub all the time. Second quarter was, as I said, very even. It sort of, Yamurka sort of tightened up on their defense. Rumbelara made a couple of changes. So Kai Bam would come off as wing defense and Lani Atkinson come on. There was a change in the midcourt as well with Emily and Sarah changing from center. Their shooters started to get a little bit on top. Whether it was just, bit of complacency or maybe just a lack of concentration for a while from the Rumbelara defense, but they still held strong. So quarter time, three quarter time was 33-18. Half time. After half time, well, Rumbelara they shot 24 goals, and Yamurka shot 11. I mean, they were just dominant again in that third quarter. They just came back out. Went back to fundamentals. Pretty much the game was, it was 27 goals up at three-quarter time by Rumbelara. It was pretty much, over and done with. Mid-court was great. Yamurka did, they tried some things. They changed up their goal defense into center and then into wing attack and then wing defense. The shooters for Rumbelara, Jesse Barnes Hill and Sophie Atkinson just, stayed strong. There was a couple of lucky inside the goal circles to them. Jesse Barnes Hill, she's got hands that would just grab anything. Third quarter, 17 goals to 10 in the last quarter. So the final score was 74-40, Rumbelara's way. Hot conditions. Trying conditions. It was warm. It's not not ideal netball weather. At the end of the day, end of the game, Jess Bamblett was she was happy with the game. It was a win. I'll take the win. They got a lot. I mean, first game, there's going to be a lot of teething problems, a lot of cobwebs to blow out, but they saw it certainly. Yeah, they knew what they needed to do. It's just a matter of implementing it for four quarters. Numerica came back out. As I said, they tried some things. The game, I will say, got a little bit rough at a couple of stages. Goal defense, Town of Steel got warned. I mean, yeah, it was just one of those things. She was going for the ball with the goal attack and they were in the air and, yeah, they both collided. But yeah, you also started to see Rumbelara sort of dipping back to the way Numerica play. So it's like in any game, you get a team that it's not so much skill set. You sort of start to play their way. So there was patches where they went into that, and then there was patches where they came out of it and went, no, we play our own game. We've got a better skill set. So, yeah, at the end of the game, as I said, Rumbelara came on top. Jess Bamlett was happy with the way they attacked the ball, their processes. They sort of had a bit of a interrupted week last week, or, you know, because they were meant to have their season launch the week before, but it got postponed. So then it was on Wednesday, and trainings were brought forward early. And yeah, Tiana Steele, obviously living in Melbourne now, works in Melbourne. She couldn't actually come down because she was working late. So it was sort of a bit of an interrupted thing. Things are back to normal next week. So they play Moama next week. It's going to be an absolute cracker game because Moama, yeah, 77-14 against Tuki United. You look at their score breakdown, you know, 13-3. Their defensive line, Moama's, was absolutely extraordinary on Tuki United. Now, whether that's Tuki United just didn't have the firepower, yeah, we understand it's Easter, people are gone away, there's, yeah, might have been injuries or whatever, but going to be an absolute cracker game next week, Moama and Rumbelara. Could be a little bit of feeling in it because last game last year, there was a sort of a mix-up, if you will, or whatever, at the end of the game, and Rumbelara had to actually beat Moama, so they didn't play Moama the next week in elimination final. Rumbelara lost by one. Elimination final came out and Rumbelara got knocked out by Moama. So there's going to be a bit of redemption there. Yeah, it'd be interesting. Moama's got a great side. They've had a good side for a while. And Tiana Steele will come back to where she played her first Murray League season with Moama, and she's up against them again. So she always tries to play hard. You got Abby Larkin, who is playing under 23 VNL for Bendigo Strikers. So quality defense. Still only young. She's only 18. So that'll be a telling tale. See how she goes against Jessie Barnes-Hill and Sophie Atkinson. See how their defensive, how they work their defense to nullify Jessie Barnes-Hill and that, because she's tall, she's athletic. She's probably going to be playing goal shooter. So I think Abby Larkin plays goal defense. Sorry, I'm not sure who their goalkeeper is. And then you've got quality midcourt in Moama. They have got quality midcourt. And Rumbelara have picked up some quality two players from Melbourne, from Bundoora as well. So, and then obviously their shooting end. Yeah, you've got Lisa Drysdale. She's been around for a while. She knows the game. She knows what to do. It'll be interesting to see. I've seen that Jodie Lake hasn't been named. Well, she wasn't named for the round one. Solid in defence. Jodie is, yeah, very solid in defence. She had a knee operation, I think, in the off season, or I'm not sure whether she's going to be coming back. But yeah, it is going to be a cracker game. It's in Moama, which is unfortunate for Rumbelara because they've had to give up their first, I think, 7 or 8 home games because they're getting new buildings and that, and canteens and change rooms and that being built. But at the end of the day, for the better for Rumbelara at the end. But unfortunately, you've got to go, you know, they're driving away for the next 6-7 games. So, yeah, it is going to be an absolute cracker game next week, Rumblara, Moama. I really, yeah, I couldn't. Look, you know, Rumblara, I'll put it on the thing. I'll say Rumblara by three, but it is going to be tight. And I know the temperature is not going to be as hot, so it is going to be tight. You've got two quality sides that have got a bit of feeling with each other, and they have done for the last probably 2-3 years. So, yeah, it is going to be a cracker game. It is probably, you know, I'm looking back on all the other rounds, and, yeah, it's, I think it'll be, honestly, I'll call it as the game of the round, because you've got Nathaya against Denny Rovers. Denny Rovers came over the top of Finley, and Nathaya, unfortunate, against Tongaila. Baruga Mawala, you would think Mawala would beat that. So Finley Cobram, that'll be a good game with Chelsea McDonald back at Finley. They actually matched it with Denny Rovers, with Denny Rams at the start in this week's game. But they obviously, you know, the cream rises to the top. So Denny was just a bit too strong. Unfortunately, after seeing the scores from Echuca United and Moama, Echuca United play Tongaila, and with Millie Brock and Gracie Hammond and those sort of girls playing for Tongaila, I don't think I couldn't see Echuca United winning that. I think, you know, I think Tongaila will be dominant in that game. As I said, match of the round, I'm tipping Moama Rumblara. That'll be the match of the round. And then you've got Kangupna and Yamurka. Kangupna, unfortunately, they went down to, who did they play? Yeah, so they went down to Mawala. They only went down by 8 goals, which is not too bad. And, yeah, they got 2 new coaches there, so mother and daughter side bottom coaching. So, and then obviously Yamurka, you know, they put up a bit of a fight against Rumba. So that'll be a good game as well. Yeah, I'm not sure who will get the chocolates there, but, yeah, but just going through it, you'd have to say Denny will beat Nathaya. Mawala to run over the top of Baruga. Finley and Cobham, yeah, you can probably throw a blanket over that. Who knows? I'll go Finley because they've got Chelsea back there and she's a damn good shooter. Tongaila by miles. That'll be a percentage boosting game for Tongaila against Echuca United. Moama Rumblara, as I said, I reckon Rumba by three goals. It'll be tight. It'll be an interesting game because I think Rumblara's shooting circle is probably better than Moama's defensive circle, but then you've got Moama's midcourt that can nullify. And if Moama's midcourt become defensive as well, yeah, that could really help them out. They will have to help out their defenders because, yeah, as I said, you got young Abby Larkin. Yeah, she's going to be a superstar as she gets older, but she's still young. And then Kangupna and Yamurka. Look, I'd honestly say it'll be Kangupna. So that is round two next week. And as I said, this week, some massive scores. Rumba 74, Moama 77, Denny Rams 62. We also got the Cobham Baruga game that's played today. So this is today, Saturday the 30th, Easter Saturday. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. So as I said, this is Brett. We're shooting from within the circle. Just a bit of a heads up on what goes on in Murray League with the netball. Follow me all the way through the year. I'll be hopefully talking to some coaches, some players, seeing how we go. Seeing what makes people tick. With just on a final note, you talk about sides and different sides, and Nathaya, absolute different side. You've got Cara Bliss, Tracy Burton as the coaches. Tracy Burton, very well known coach within the Golden Valley League with Shepparton. Bliss, you know, synonymous with United. The dad, Skitty, played there. She's played there. She's won premierships there. She's coached them there. You got Ash Khan coming from Shep, who's been a stalwart at Shep in the defence. Got a couple of other girls that they've picked up. Rebecca Bond from GV. So And then you got Georgie Warpole and her sister. Georgie wasn't named. I don't think she played. She came from United as well. Damn good shooter. Very smart. So keep an eye out for Nathaya through the year. Obviously, first game, blowing at cobwebs. Teams are still trying to work out their team settings, how they're going, what they're doing, what's their best setups. But, yeah, straight off the bat, I think, you know, Denny Rams, they got a point to prove. They lost the premiership last year to Tony. Tony's still so strong. Millie Brock, you know, VNL, Bendigo star strikers. She's just huge in that shooting circle for Tony. Yeah, you've got Moema, you've got Rumbelara. It's going to be, it'll be a tight season. But hopefully, everyone will just start the way to, work their players out and see where they go. And, we'll go from there. But anyway, as I said, I'm Brett from Shooting Within a Circle. All things netball, just off the cuff, nothing scripted, just my opinions alone. And I would love to see you next week. Okay, bye.